Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew McKay, and I have alongside of me our buddy Hilton Davis to get a little bit of a younger perspective. Hilton, we are joined by just a wonderful human being, Captain Tim Kinsella, known affectionately as Lucky to those that know him pretty well. And Tim is the city of Pensacola. So, Tim, are you on with us?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. Great to speak with you, Danny.
You too there, Captain Kinsella. And boy, is the city of Pensacola thrilled to have you on board. So much is going on. And all morning long, we've had folks talking about the benefit of Pensacola, downtown Pensacola, to all of Northwest Florida and to the beach and so much else. And there's so much going on. What are the hot buttons going on in downtown today in your mind?
My goodness, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of stuff going on. And if you look at Pensacola now compared to 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's a totally different place. It's really moving forward in the direction that I think our citizens are proud about. And there's a few specific projects that I think that are in the news a lot that are pretty exciting. American Magic being one of them. Bruce Beach that we just finished and opened up, which is, I think, just a beautiful place where you can bring your families and enjoy that lovely spot down there. And then the Hollis T. Williams Stormwater park that we're building on to redevelop or to reimagine that neighborhood that was lost underneath I-110. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Fantastic. And Mayor Reeves, you've been on board with the city now a few months, your city administrator, the big boss with the city, and allowing Mayor Reeves to focus on some other things while you kind of manage operations, I believe, for the city. And what a wonderful team you have down there, and so much sort of going on. We have the foiling week, Dr. Tim Rashawn coming on to talk about that. I know the city is a little bit involved in that. There's some other great things coming to the city, some of which I don't know. I hear rumor about. Tim, you were the captain on NAS Pensacola. You were in charge of the base, and you had a tremendously well-decorated military career. And, of course, when there was the drama on the base, you were in charge, and you led so wonderfully. Having the Navy and military in Northwest Florida benefits all of us, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does. The military brings about $7.5 billion worth of revenue and income into the area here. So that's not just something that we're very proud to have. It's also a huge economic boon to the area. And you mentioned the 40 week. I think that's something I'm really excited about, to have those boats out in the bay. And American Magic, they're going to be bringing some pretty big-time races here to the bay later on this year, or next year, I should say. So I think it's going to be really cool just to see all of that activity in the bay and on the water and using that beautiful asset that we have.
It's wonderful.
There in the bay. I think it's there's a lot of, like I said before, there's a lot of really cool stuff going on.
Yeah, we're going to talk with them in the next hour. But it's so interesting that Pensacola Bay is the best environment for foiling in North America.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? So I used to sail when I was at the Naval Academy. I did offshore sailing. And it's 44-foot boats. So I was, when I first got here and saw what a beautiful body of water that was, I was kind of curious why we didn't have more races like that, more like America's Cup big boat races, because it's the perfect place to do it. And when I talked to the captain of American Magic, he said that this was probably the best place that he's raced in the world for large format boats, because it's protected, it's calm water. They don't have a lot of shipping. You don't have a lot of boaters like you would in San Diego or Newport. So it's just a natural place for us to have events like that.
Yeah, and billionaires play around with sailing sometimes, and we get them to Pensacola we never would have.
Oh, you got it. You're absolutely right. I mean, we get their private jets coming to Pensacola Airport, and being in those new hotels that we're building downtown, I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Well, there's so much to talk about. The city of Pensacola is fantastic. The growth is unbelievable. You mentioned the airport. We could talk about that. But, Tim, really quick, in the last 45 or so seconds, so there's some social media pictures of drones around Pensacola or Northwest Florida overnight. Have you seen any of that?
Gosh, I haven't. I better look into it. I'll get my BB gun out.
No, you make the call. I mean, you've probably got the hot button, the private numbers to call whoever.
You've got top secret access to all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. What do you think?
I got my bat phone, my red phone. I'll give them a call.
Perfect. Captain Tim Kinsella, Lucky, affectionately known, a guy who has been in Pensacola for a while and is making a real difference, and the city administrator working with Mayor Reeves to make Pensacola great. Tim, thank you for all you're doing. I think I'll see you in the next day or two. And we really appreciate your investment in Northwest Florida and your commitment to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. God bless.
All right, Tim. All right, how about traffic on the fives?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Lillian Highway and Bauer Road. It's a crash with roadblock, and we're seeing some definite delays. If you're headed eastbound on Lillian Highway, expect about a 25-30 minute delay associated with that one. Other than that, no new accidents. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all things holiday in downtown Pensacola, including tree lights, holiday cubes, and where you can find Santa.
Santa! They have a Santa!
Thursday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern, along with Hilton Davis in the studio with us. And we're sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's laying on a beach somewhere, sunning himself, probably being served rum drinks.
Got to get that tan on, dude, even in December.
Yep.
Right?
I think they're, you know, people fanning him with palm fronds and stuff and small bikinis.
Oh, yeah.
You just picture Andrew doing that, right?
It's a good look.
Yep. Hilton, we're joined by Jonathan Griffin, the big cheese at Blue Wahoos, the baseball team, and beyond. Actually, Jonathan's effort is not just in Pensacola, I believe. But Jonathan, are you with us? Welcome. Good morning.
I am. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, thanks for being you, man. So the Blue Wahoos and Maritime Park and the stadium down there, I hear you have big goings-on coming up.
You know, we really do. You know, the whole goal of this thing has been to keep a community going downtown and really helping the community. And one of the things that we're doing is we're having a New Year's Eve party December 31st from 5 to 8. We're calling it Kazoo's Big Bash, and it's for families to come out and have a great time for New Year's Eve.
That is fantastic. Tell us about it. Food, fireworks, all that?
Oh, yeah. We'll have all kinds of food activities for the kids, and then, of course, a huge fireworks show at the end as well. And then, of course, we did this in the idea that parents could then have fun with their kids, and then drop them off at the babysitter, and then go enjoy the rest of downtown the rest of the night as well. So, you know, it's going to be inflatables and games, and we actually have a band out there, too. And it should be a really great time for families to just enjoy the holiday.
Well, that's fantastic. Jonathan, the Wahoos are so much fun. Tanya and I have season tickets, and we love going to the games. It's just beautiful. The ballpark is beautiful. The ballpark wins awards all over the country, has for years, continues to, and it is just so much fun. And we've had people on all morning who are doing various growth projects in Northwest Florida, and everybody comes back to downtown is a bit of the secret, what makes Pensacola and Northwest Florida so great, having the great restaurants and activities. And of course, that ballpark and Maritime Park has been a big, big piece of the growth and rebirth, really, of downtown.
It really has. You know, the vision of Quentin Rishi, you know, and to have the mission that we have to improve the quality of life in Pensacola, and I think that that's what the stadium does. I think that when you look at all of downtown, since I moved here in 2010, and wow, what a difference that we have in a downtown, and which is great for the whole community, and especially people wanting to move here now. You know, I even have family members that would have never thought about coming down here and wanting to move down here now.
Yeah. Do any of those baseball players, basically young, great athletes, some of them even come back now?
They do. We have realtors in town now. We have batting coaches. Several of the guys throughout the years have ended up moving back here because they found that this is home for them, and they love the community and loving being a part of it and being able to do all these fun activities that we have all over our town at the ballpark. Maritime Park itself has so many different races and fans and everything else that happened there. It really is just makes for a great community.
Well, and I'm fairly friendly with all-time leading rusher in the NFL, Emmitt Smith, and Hard Rock Reverb is coming to the park.
You know, that's exciting. It really is for downtown. And one of the great things about it is that it's just going to bring more density downtown, which helps everybody, especially the small businesses. You know, we obviously have the Bodacious Shops, which is a great place there on the corner with coffee and olive oils. We have Bubba's Sweet Spot. We have wedding venues at 511. You know, so all of those kind of things downtown, and then you bring in the density of those type of projects is really great for everybody and all of those businesses to thrive.
Well, it's just marvelous, as you mentioned, Quint and Rishi and their investment in Pensacola and Northwest Florida. But, man, that ballpark is fun. The thing I always get a kick out of at baseball games is the roach run. It's how many kids do that?
You know, on an average, it's about 500 kids per night come out there and run across that field to the cockroach run. And it's funny because the story with that, it wasn't originally supposed to happen every game. We worked with Critter Getter, and it was going to be kind of one of several options. And it became such a thing when people would call, the only reason they would come to the game or they were planning what game they were coming to was because of the cockroach run. So we actually had turn it into an everyday thing, and which is great. And the kids have such a great time. And, you know, the biggest thing is trying to keep the big kids off of there, and that's including adults, because I think that everybody gets so excited seeing that, that they want to be a part of it as well, and not realizing we're to possibly trample kids. So that's why we actually put age limits and the things we've done on it to try to help that.
Great. Jonathan, hang on. We're going to do traffic on the fives a minute late.
That's right. Well, it's okay. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, 477-8782. Starting to see some backups on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. I expect about a 5 to 10-minute delay just due to congestion through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And this is Danny Zimmer, joined by Hilton Davis, sitting in for Andrew McKay. And on the radio, we have Jonathan Griffin, the Blue Wahoos, I guess, general manager. Is that what you're called?
I'm the president of the Scooter family of companies.
Ah, all that. That's fantastic. So,
yeah.
So, hey, and I know I saw on social media that y'all, the Scooter family, Quint and Rishi, did something really special for your team.
They really did. You know, it's something that, again, Quint and Rishi gone over and beyond that they always do. And they actually gave all of our full-time and part-time full-time staff $1,000 as a holiday bonus, which was absolutely amazing. Caught many of us off guard. He actually announced it at an Entrecon event there. And I had so many of our staff come up and say, is this real? Like, is this happening? And I'm like, well, you know, when Quint says something, it's happening. You know, they stand behind everything they've done. And it was really an exciting time for our staff, and really goes a long way for our families. And with everything going on with the economy and everything else, it really helped everybody during this time.
That's fantastic. And you're right. Quint's commitment to Northwest Florida is great, but his commitment to taking care of people is it's just wonderful, Jonathan. And I know y'all have so much happening. It's great. You actually even have a Mardi Gras event once baseball starts.
We do, yeah. We have so many different events down there with everything going on. The FSU and Auburn game we had. We do the baseball. Mardi Gras activities downtown or at the ballpark. We really try to just keep it going. We have Shannon Hanna, who is our event person, who really just keeps it humming down there. We're doing things with the boat events that are happening out on our water. So it's really going to be a lot of things to do in Pensacola at the Maritime Park. And people can find out about a lot of those activities by going to bluewahoos.com and kind of give a little idea of what all happens in our area.
We have about a minute left, Jonathan, but you mentioned your website. I know we're getting the emails. It's time to renew tickets, and I'm sure you're willing to sell some more season tickets to folks.
Absolutely. This is the time for gifts, and we have even mini plans. If you don't want to do a full season, we have mini plans out there. You can go online and purchase them or give us a call at the Blue Wahoos as well. We're always having different packages for people. We got drone shows. We have Shark in the Park this year with the Jaws. It's the 50th anniversary, 50 years, Danny, that movie came out.
Wow.
But we're going to be celebrating that out there, have people out on the water as well. And, of course, we have merchandise. You know, everybody wants their gear for Christmas.
Well, it's so great. It's so much fun. And there's always activities and And the food is great, and the drinks are great. We're joined by Jonathan Griffin, the president of Studer Family of Businesses here in Northwest Florida, and does so much. It's just a wonderful thing going on at Maritime Park, and downtown Pensacola is sort of rebirthing in a different way, a hotel coming to the park, and so many more developments being contemplated. But Mayor Reeves, who you used to work with, he used to work with you, actually, Mayor Reeves is getting all that taken care of. I think Pensacola is in good hands, and everything the Studer family of businesses does is done first class. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you at the ballpark, and maybe New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. Hope to see everybody out at the ballpark and celebrate the year.
Thank you so much, Jonathan Griffin, president of Studer Family of Businesses here in Northwest Florida. So I'm Danny Zimmern. We're joined by Hilton Davis. Say something, Hilton.
Hello.
All right. Way to go, Hilton. Thanks for your commitment.
That's from
here. We will be right back.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Prayer vigil in Madison, Wisconsin, following that school shooting.
Give us peace. We lift you up, God.
Fox's Garrett Tierney joins us this morning from Madison.
This is where police say shortly before 11 a.m. yesterday, a 15-year-old girl who was a student, armed with a handgun, opened fire, started shooting in a study hall, killing a teacher and a student and injuring six others before turning the gun on herself. Two students remain in life-threatening critical condition.
President-elect Trump's choice for Health and Human Services Director Robert F. Kennedy Jr. meets senators involved in his confirmation process again today. And Donald Trump files a lawsuit against the Des Moines Register and its top pollster over a poll early this year that showed him trailing in the state. Trump easily won Iowa. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, it's a beautiful morning. We've got sunshine. It is 57 degrees in Pensacola. There is an investigation underway. Pensacola police say gunshots were fired last night on Davis Highway. This is outside of the New Asian Grocery and Halal Meat Store. No gunshot victims were found at the scene so far. No arrests have been made. We've got an update on that racist graffiti incident at Milton High School last month. Three men are now charged with trespassing on school grounds in the case. Officials say 21-year-old Colby Rutherford, 19-year-old Tristan Maddox, and 20-year-old Colin Kuhn have all been arrested and since released on bond. The vandalism incident happened in late November. That was reported by a school employee after the graffiti was found on doors and windows at the school. The suspects were captured on surveillance footage entering the school grounds defacing the building after hours. A Pensacola man accused of stealing more than $20,000 in merchandise from Walmarts all across the southeast. 67-year-old Harold Mahan is charged with first-degree retail theft and third-degree property theft. Officials say he took merchandise from stores in Florida, Alabama, and Louisiana. Police say Mahan took $4,000 worth of items from a store in Fairhope in just the last few weeks. Jail records show Mahan has been arrested twice on larceny charges in Escambia County. Now, Pensacola Beach lifeguards are going high-tech. Beachgoers can now get alerts about surf and beach conditions on their phone. The lifeguards have launched the Pensacola Beach Surf Warning Flag Text Alert Notification System. Beach officials say the system is operational. If you want to sign up to get those text alerts, text PB Flags to 888-777. Florida's Attorney General is asking FEMA to address what she says is a disturbing issue. Ashley Moody saying yesterday she's asked the federal agency to ease regulations that prevent many families from rebuilding or repairing their homes after hurricanes. Moody said the regulations by FEMA's National Flood Insurance Plan require repairs that a lot of people just can't afford. She says it's making it so people on limited budgets could be forced to leave the communities that they love. Well, lawmakers and residents say they want more information about drone activity in the U.S.
Unidentified object insider and podcaster Stephen Diner says he is concerned that the drone activity is escalating.
When it comes to September, this has been happening longer than that. New Jersey grabs the headlines, but a lot of people don't remember that this was also happening over Virginia, Langley Air Force Base, just recently over the weekend, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio.
Drones and mysterious lights have been reported in several states, including New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, California, and Oregon. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the reason there's so many drones is that in September of 2023, the FAA changed the rules so that drones could fly at night. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Thank you very much, Lisa. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now, but again, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing those construction delays, about a 10 to 15 minute delay through that area. Also, if you're on 29 just south of 9 Mile Road headed toward I-10, you're going to expect some both lanes in the delays in both the north and southbound lanes. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a few pop-up showers, high near 75. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Slight cool down for that Thursday, high near 68 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 45. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 57 degrees and sunshine in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. Still a bit cooler, 51 reported right now in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President-elect Donald Trump's pledge to impose a blanket tariff on all goods coming into the U.S. could wreak havoc for European car makers. Rico Lumen, senior sector economist for transport and logistics at Dutch Bank ING, said Germany's auto sector appears to be significantly exposed to Trump's tariff threats. Temu, the popular e-commerce app owned by China's PDD Holdings, topped Apple's list of the most downloaded free apps on its U.S. iOS store for the second year running. ByteDance's TikTok came in third, while fast fashion giant Shein came in 12th. Hong Kong to Taipei is the busiest international flight route, according to an OAG report. The route, which last held that position in 2019, again tops the list, despite seat capacity remaining 15% below pre-pandemic levels. Futures are moderately lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 110, the NASDAQ up 247. That's Your Money Now.
Have you given your auto loan a second thought lately? Just like you might refinance a home for a better deal, you can do the same with your auto loan. Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PenAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. Take your old auto loan off of autopilot with PenAir to lower your interest and payments. Learn more at PenAir.org/auto-refi. That's PenAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between November 1st and December 31st, 2024 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENAIR for complete details.
Hey, if you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, or you just need to make some changes to your Medicare coverage, look, I know that it's a little bit apprehensive, it's a little bit weird. People have probably been calling you or sending you letters, maybe emails, trying to persuade you that this is some big thing. It's really not. Just call somebody you can trust. Ricky Stewart, a longtime friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does is she helps people get transitioned over onto Medicare and answer your questions about supplement and Advantage and, you know, what is Medicaid? Does it apply to me? Great questions. Ask her. She knows how to handle prescription drugs, all of that stuff. She's great at it. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick, It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Bobby Rossi. Happy Holidays, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy
From
New
all
Year.
Of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmer, joined by Hilton Davis. Hilton, we were just talking about Diddy.
Oh, yeah. And, well, there's a lot going on there, isn't there?
And yeah, and then for that to be our bumper music, you know.
It's an interesting choice, that's
interesting,
for sure.
That's right. All right, I'm Danny Zimmern, and Hilton Davis has joined us sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's laying on a beach sipping rum drinks. And all morning long, we've had people doing things in Pensacola, doing fun things and good things, but we have one of our really good friends on with us. That's Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter from the Escambia County Sheriff's Department. Chief Deputy Leiter, how are you this morning?
Danny, how you doing? It's good to talk to you.
You too. We've been around each other, I think, 40-plus years. And Pensacola Police Department all the way up to being Sheriff Simmons' Chief Deputy. And, you know, I know from personal conversations. I mean, so much is going on with law enforcement, and we really are blessed with the Sheriff's Department that we have and the team that Sheriff Simmons has put together. He's known across the state for all of you guys and what he does, really. And lots happening. I think drones are in the conversation, Captain. Chief Leiter. Are you hearing about some of that in Northwest Florida?
Not so much here. We have very restrictive airspace because of all military bases and an airport. So the larger drones that you're seeing on the news are much harder to fly here legally. And I'm not aware of any calls that we're receiving of electronic activity like you're seeing up north.
Wow. Well, so knowing a lot of people, I've had a couple of people send me a video that's somewhere on social media about some drones here in Northwest Florida, but it hadn't gotten to the Sheriff's Department, so maybe that video was not from here. But I'll tell you what's so impressive is Sheriff Simmons and you and Andrew Hobbs and Ronnie Rivera, you have, and Whitney Lucas, you have so humanize the Sheriff's Department. We all know our Sheriff's Department. You're so community involved. You're here not just to protect us, but to also be a part of our community.
Yeah, Sheriff Simmons just recently, last month, received an award from Entrecons for transparency in government for the work that he's doing at the Sheriff's Office. He is by far the best boss I've ever worked for. I worked, followed him up through my career at the Pensacola Police Department. And when he asked me to be his chief deputy, it was a very quick yes. I've followed him over there. So, yeah, he is a great boss. And he put together a great team.
Wow. It really is fantastic to see y'all, the leadership of the Sheriff's Department, out among our community so much in so many places. And we know all of y'all, and we just love it. Crime really seems to be going down here, and I think y'all monitor that all the time. You stay so close. I know there's some shot spotter situations around town, and how do you think we're doing here in Escambia County?
Yeah, all indications are crime is dropping. Violent crime for sure is dropping. We're busy. there's always something going on in law enforcement. We have a little over 300,000, about 350,000 calls for service a year.
Wow.
That tells you. Now, that's everything from traffic stops to traffic control to criminal investigations. And then just think of all of, you know, we had a homicide. We just recently made a second arrest in a homicide that happened in April. So if you don't solve it right away, they don't go away. You don't want to put them in a box and put it on a shelf. It's a constant, continuing investigation. So those detectives just do phenomenal work. There's just so much going on at the sheriff's office. You're right. The sheriff he's invested in more manpower. We have more deputies today than we've ever had at the sheriff's office. And that's, I think, critical to our success is the, you know, those deputies out on the street and the technology. The camera program, you've mentioned the ShotSpotter program, real-time crime center, all of that stuff plays it, runs a role in crime reduction. I got to tell you, it's a great place to police.
Well,
Pensacola and Escambia County, they're just wonderful, wonderful communities. I got friends up in Northwest who do not experience what we experience here with law enforcement. It's sad.
Sad for them, not us.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah, they are shocked. If, you know, you walk down the street and people are very quick to tell us how much they appreciate us.
Well, we
offer to buy us lunch.
Well, we do. Speaking of that, let's do traffic on the fives really quick. Tommy, hold on.
Turn that on. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Just one accident to let you know about: vehicle crash with roadblock at 98 and Miracle Drive. There's a roadblock and causing both east and west directions to just be at a complete stop. So you definitely want to plan around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We're joined by Tommy Leiter, Chief Deputy of the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Chip Simmons, guy in charge. And Tommy, we sure do appreciate all the Sheriff's Department, what you do. You're so involved in the community. We've got New Year's Eve coming up. I'm sure that's an exciting time to be a deputy. And then we get into Mardi Gras season and spring break, and off we go. The Sheriff's Department is so organized, and that really is a testament to Sheriff Simmons and you and Hobbs and Ronnie Rivera. We're so proud of y'all. Thank you so much for all you do.
Danny, I do appreciate you. Thank you.
Yep. That was Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter with the Escambia County Sheriff's Department. And part of the reason we're wonderful right here in Northwest Florida is the quality of our law enforcement. And
no, that's right.
Pensacola Police, as well as the Escambia County Sheriff's Department. And Tommy Leiter came through the police department. So did Sheriff Chip Simmons. And so they know Pensacola and they know Escambia County now. And and it's just great to live so safe. So let's take a break. When we come back, I believe we're gonna have Tim Rashawn on with us and talk about FOIL Week that's coming to Pensacola, and it's actually an interesting date that is, and there's a lot happening in that last week of February, first week of March.
I am excited about that. I think a lot of people in Pensacola are too.
So. Yep. So we will be right back. I am Danny Zimmern, and joined by
Hilton Davis,
and we are part of the Zimmern team, a real estate company here with Levin Rinke. And Hilton and I do commercial, and Hilton does a little bit of residential. So we're real proud of Levin Rinke and being a part of that team. So
yes,
stand by. We will be right back.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. it just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it just was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive. But we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no, so we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Season's greetings from our Gulf Breeze Natural Gas team. Holiday nights means it's time to gather around your fireplace with your family. We are proud to serve all of Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. If you'd like to learn more about the benefits of natural gas for your home or business, please visit gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. We also offer appliance rebates. And remember, we are here to help make natural gas your holiday style, your holiday comfort, and your energy.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Guess I must be dumb. Shed a pocket full of horses, children, and some of the news. But it was Saturday night.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern and Hilton Davis sitting in for Andrew McKay, who is laying on a beach somewhere drinking rum drinks, which is totally appropriate for having Dr. Tim Rashawn on with us. Dr. Tim, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Danny?
I can. Where are you?
I'm in Lubbock, Texas.
Perfect. But Pensacola is the place to be, especially February the 24th through March 2nd, isn't it?
It is, and let me tell you what it is and why.
Tell us.
Danny, this is a really big sailboat race wrapped in a really big festival scrunched right into Mardi Gras. It's actually a multi-day sailboat race for 19 different kinds of hydrofoiling sailboats and sailboards. All watercraft are flying on hydrofoils just like American Magic. Now, this activity is going to be spread all across the Gulf of Mexico, Santa Rosa Sound, Pensacola Bay, with festival centers for public enjoyment at Pensacola Beach and Community Maritime Park. At the beach, which is our foiling board epicenter, you will be able to watch surf foiling, wing foiling, kite foiling, wake foiling, pump foiling, and downwind foiling, and all of that from the Pensacola Beach Hilton, the Redfish, Bluefish, Quietwater, and Lagunas. And, of course, you can demo some of this foiling watercraft right at Quietwater Beach.
Wow.
You come into the city, and we have the Race Village at Community Maritime Park, and there we will offer shopping at Palo Fox Market on Saturday and Sunday, food and beverages, music, live commentary, pump, wake foiling expositions in the marina, athlete interviews, and immersion in our sustainability plan at the Sustainability Circle. And on Saturday, you will be just a bead toss away from all the fun of Pensacola Mardi Gras. We plan to get our sailors in the Mardi Gras party as well, both in town and at the beach. And we've got some very special VIP group excursions planned on the city ferries with commentary, food, and drink on the race course, loading right from the Community Maritime Park. There's a social function every night, a film festival for film aficionados, I'm thinking 150 boats, 250 boards, a dozen Olympian sailors, a half a dozen American Magic sailors, and leading coaches from around the world. If that's not the biggest multi-class foiling sailboat race in North America, it will be by its second year in 26. Where? Well, you ask. It's in Pensacola, of course, America's first sailing city.
it's just unbelievable how wonderful that is that you're coming here. And we're going to have you on for this segment for a few minutes and also do another segment with you because there's so much to talk about. Let's start with your website. Do you know the web address? I'm sure you do.
I sure do. It's sailpensacola.org.
Sailpensacola.org, and that's where information is. And so let's dig in just a little bit, Tim, but let's do traffic on the fives really quick. Hold on.
That's right. We're still dealing with that vehicle crash and roadblock on 98 and Miracle Drive, seeing delays both in the east and westbound lanes. I'd pack about 20, 30 minutes if you're waiting on that one right there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I'm Danny Zimmern in studio for Andrew McKay, who's on vacation, and I hope we do him great, and we love having you know, being here in the station. And Hilton Davis is joining us, but we're joined on the phone by Tim Rashan, who is Foil Week is, and Tim is the big cheese in that. I'm not sure your title, but big cheese is enough. What is your title?
Well, I'm the president of Sail Pensacola, and Sail Pensacola is the organizing authority, locally speaking, to bring this event to the Pensacola Bay. Sail Pensacola has a whole range of activities that we are focused on. We were organized in early 23 to orchestrate business opportunities that come out of American magic, putting their feet down and settling into our port to make it home. We think that having them here, having Pensacola on the sail, having Foiling Week here next, that just creates so much attention for Pensacola, the Pensacola Bay, and all of the marine technology and sailing technology that is available to import and give a home in the USA. We want to make sure that the home becomes Pensacola.
It's fantastic, and it's become the sailing capital of North America. I tell the story, I was at a Florida Gator football game, and some people said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Pensacola." And that's, they wanted to talk about American magic. They were from New York City. And I guess the New York Yacht Club is a piece of all of this somehow. And there's some very famous yacht clubs around, including Pensacola Yacht Club, which is a part of all of this Foiling Week. But let me make sure everybody heard what you said. The boats get up out of the water on foils. And then there's boards, there's boats, there's all sorts of different sizes. And the week that you're doing that is February the 24th through March the 2nd on Sunday. And what's interesting about that is Mardi Gras in downtown Pensacola is Friday and Saturday of that same week, and you are rescheduling your sailing to kind of be over earlier in the day so people can do Mardi Gras in the afternoon. And you're bringing all of these international people to Pensacola who like to compete, these world-class athletes who compete. You're bringing them here, and they're going to experience Mardi Gras and the wonderful water and coast of Northwest Florida.
It's going to be amazing, Danny, that these people have received a world sailing special event through Foiling Week at Lake Garda in Italy for the last 10 years. And Luca Rosati, that runs Foiling Week, knows how to do it. They run a top drawer race facility on the water, and that's going to happen for all 19 of these classes that come to Pensacola. But what we can offer, of all the things that we could offer off the water, we have all that beach, we have all of our great climate, but wow, the chance to mix it up with the internationals and show them some Pensacola Mardi Gras, that is a happy accident, and I think it's going to be historic.
Okay, let's agree not to say it was an accident. Let's agree that we can all say it was well planned, because it's going to be something. Pensacola is going to be on display to the world for both Mardi Gras and sailing.
Indeed, and it's going to be quite a opportunity for us to think about how this works down the road for us as well, because if you think about it, Mardi Gras is really a signature cultural piece of our community. And if that can be melded in with our sailing heritage, after all, we were discovered and settled by sailors, you'd have to agree with me that we have sailing in our DNA.
Oh, 100%. But it is just so hard for me to believe that the best environment for foil sailing is right here in Northwest Florida.
Well, the secret is out. It is incredible. And all of these different disciplines that hydrofoil,
okay, Tim,
from
we're
boards
gonna,
to boats.
Tim,
they,
the music is coming on. Stand by. We will be right back with you, okay?
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.